This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. We've got a lot to talk about. The Gene Hackman thing.
Oh, man.
Is that just an odd, weird story? A legendary actor, Gene Hackman, found dead, 95 years old, but also found dead. His wife, Betsy, 65 years old, Betsy Arakawa, and also one of their dogs found dead. But there were two other dogs, like, roaming around the property. And it's crazy. Apparently, the bodies were discovered by maintenance workers, and they called 911. When police showed up, they discovered Arakawa's body on the ground inside a bathroom next to an orange prescription pill bottle with scattered pills on the floor. The body showed obvious signs of death, body decomposition, bloating in the face, and mummifications in both hands and feet. So the bodies had been there for a while. Hackman's body was then found on the ground near the kitchen in a similar condition. A walking cane and sunglasses lay next to the body. The deputy suspected he had suddenly fallen. A German Shepherd dog was also found dead in the bathroom. The affidavit initially said the dog was in a closet, but police later clarified it was in a crate and apparently in a bathroom. Two other healthy dogs found on the property. The couple had been deceased for quite a while. Maintenance workers told police they had not been in touch with the homeowners for 2 weeks. The cause of their deaths, still under investigation, and, of course, they're suspicious. And suspicious enough to require a thorough search and investigation. Yeah, absolutely. No obvious signs or indication of foul play. No signs of a struggle or that any items were taken from the home. They also said they did not locate signs of a carbon monoxide leak or poisoning. The gas company crew conducting tests of gas lines in and around the home did not immediately identify any problem. Autopsy toxicology reports are pending. Carbon monoxide toxicology tests have been requested for both of these both the deceased, and they'll find out. 4 to 6 weeks for the medical examiner's report to be complete. In a family statement, Hackman's daughters and granddaughter said the actor's family is devastated by the loss. Yeah. Of course. I saw also a report, I think it related to one of the daughters, that she said that Gene Hackman was in recently in good health. So I don't know what to make of it. It's just one of those odd things. Okay, I'll speculate.
Okay.
Well,
I know.
He died, and she just couldn't go on without him. She took pills.
Yeah.
And I guess she didn't take enough, so she's kind of wandering around. Takes more pills, and they're scattered around, so the dog got a hold of the pills, although now that we find out the dog was in a crate, that kind of complicates that theory. But I don't know. Something happened.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, something
happened. Yes, it did. You are correct, sir.
It's just very odd.
It is a strange one. Yeah. More questions than answers so far.
Absolutely.